Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's just say, if you're a Giant fan walking around town, there might be a little extra pep in your step. There might be a little bit more energy if you're at the end of your work shift or you're closing out a late night because of what you heard from your new head coach. And look, winning the press conference is one of the more overrated aspects of coaching in general. David Fizdale, for those of you keeping score at home, won the press conference. How did that work out? I guarantee you, if we go back to Bill Belichick's presser when he took the New England Patriot job, I'm sure it definitely was not a memorable one. So there's a certain element in this where you say, who cares? Winning the presser, not going to necessarily dictate how you fare as an NFL head coach. Totally agree. But for a guy who was a great unknown and will continue to be a great unknown until he takes the reins coaching the New York Giants, to me, in his introductory presser, meeting him for the first time, I was able to take a whole lot of positives out of the overall experience. Why? Because for the first time, I think, since Tom Coughlin was coaching the New York Giants, you have a man who will be a football coach for every single player on that roster. He stressed that. I loved hearing that. Then he gets to the idea of making it work with what you have on your team. That is something that the great Bill Belichick has done for years with the New England Patriots. The idea of, well, the defense is still going to find a way to get stops, even though they're depleted in the secondary, and they're putting guys like Troy Brown or Julian Edelman back there many moons ago. This is what we got. We'll make it work. The Giants, over the last two head coaching hires, you've had their head coach, Ben McAdoo, Pat Shurmur, with the head stuck in a play sheet, where you've gotten a sense that the offense is their individual baby, and then whatever goes on with the defense, going on with the defense. You're not going to have that here with Joe Judge. That idea of preaching to the 53 men on the roster, the idea of finding ways to win at all costs, despite what you may have at a certain position. You got to win a certain way, run the football 1 week, so be it. You got to win throwing the ball 45 times 1 week, so be it. Finding ways to win And establishing a culture is something the Giants are lacking. And we could go back to what the narratives were throughout the week about the credibility of Dave Gettleman, which to me is still not there. The credibility of ownership, where even John Mara said, when it fired Pat Shurmur, and he said it at his press conference today for Joe Judge, we need to regain the trust of this loyal fan base. Joe Judge hinted at the fact that the New York Giant fan is as passionate, is as loyal as it gets. And that quotient of Giant fans, really over the last 6 or 7 years, let's be honest, they have been turned off and disgusted. And how could you not be? The mighty, big, bad New York football Giants. 6 out of 7 losing years. Think about some of the products we've had to watch from a Giants standpoint. Think about the conversations we have had about this franchise. I get it. For a Jet fan listening, for me as a Miami Dolphins fan, I will trade places with you to experience those moments of nirvana, winning a Super Bowl, being at the top of the mountain. I'd love to be there. You can acknowledge that. You can also acknowledge how violent, how rotten it truly has gotten. So the idea of turning over a new leaf with a guy under the age of 40, a coach who will hopefully be this great delegator of power, the opening presser being a win, I felt was a must for Joe Judge. It doesn't mean anything long term. It doesn't mean anything for 2020. The reason it was a must is because of those vile and those rotten and those sickening feelings you've had over the last few years. Sometimes you just need a reason to smile. Sometimes you just need a reason to feel good. Watching sports, at your job, in your life, it's just the way the world works. The Giant fan needed that, I think, on Thursday. And after coming away watching Joe Judge's presser, I said this on SNY. Look, I'm ready to go run through a brick wall for the guy. I'm ready to go tackle somebody for the guy, because that's the sort of qualities in a coach that I am looking for. No nonsense. Hard nose. Understanding the significance and the meaning of the Giant organization. I love all that stuff. Here's what Joe Judge has got to be mindful of. I love the Coach Taylor, Herman Boone, for those of you who've seen Remember the Titans impersonation, that's great. It's going to fire you up. It's going to fire me up. That's football, coach. However, you have a certain way about you, and it doesn't connect with the players, the rah-rah stuff. It'll go south and go sour real quick, because you have to make sure, as hard-nosed as you may be, and look, I'm all for it. It's something the Giants could use. The ability to connect with the modern-day NFL player. You cannot lose sight of that. It's that balance, right, of gaining the player's respect, knowing that you mean business, but by the same token, not being a guy who's alienating those same 53 men. And the challenge for many of the Patriot assistants has been, you go somewhere else, you can't try and be Bill Belichick. Look at Eric Mangini. Eric Mangini is a smart football mind. Eric Mangini, though, had this sense of arrogance, had this sense of, I took a team to the playoffs in the first year. I know everything that I'm doing. I'm the chosen one coming from the New England Patriots. And by the end of the third year with the New York Jets, that locker room was spiraling out of control. And the maturity aspect cost Eric Mangini the end with the Jets and then going right to Cleveland, which was a monumental mistake. One he never recovered from, and that's why he'll never get that third chance coaching in the league. Matt Patricia is another one. Matt Patricia in Detroit has tried to act, has tried to be Bill Belichick. I mean, he's basically scolding a reporter in a press conference to sit up straight. Dude, you've won nothing. You have to go about things and be your own person. We saw that from Bill O'Brien. Say what you want about Bill O'Brien. He goes about things in his own way. It's worked for him. He's not been a great NFL head coach, but you know what? He's been in the playoffs a bunch of times. He's won playoff games. His team is still playing here this week. He's kind of created his own voice. Brian Flores, in 1 year, has gone about things his own way, down with the Miami Dolphins. You leave that cocoon of New England where you are working with one of the greatest head coaches of all time. You want to take lessons from Bill Belichick, but you don't want to be a Bill Belichick crony. You don't want to be Bill Belichick because guess what? You're not Bill Belichick. These guys that try to act like Bill, that try to mimic Bill, they fail. You take the lessons and then you take it and you morph it into your own vision for a football team. That to me will be the challenge and the question for Joe Judge as a young guy, as a fired up football guy. He is a football lifer. You can tell. You can absolutely tell. You can hear it in his voice. You can get that sense in his soul. He loves the game. He loves coaching. He loves teaching. That's terrific. It's absolutely terrific. We've had coaches the last two times who haven't been leaders of men. It's obvious. Ben McAdoo couldn't wear a suit that fit him. Ben McAdoo had guys jumping off the ship a year removed from the postseason. Pat Shermer never found that voice. Ended up being the same guy he was with the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if this hire is going to be a resounding success or a resounding failure. I have no clue. But for a guy who had a limited sample size when it comes to New Yorkers knowing a thing or two about him, the first impression can mean a whole lot. You think I'm wrong? Look at Adam Gase's first impression. Now look, Adam Gase did himself no favors first half of the year in the way he coached the New York Jets, but I do believe there were a good amount of Jet fans, including our two hosts here in the afternoon, including many others, who basically wanted to run this guy out of town. He looks like a crazy person with the bug eyes in his press conference. He's getting a general manager fired. He's coming off two non-playoff seasons with the Miami Dolphins, and it's basically like, who the hell are you? And all in all, you finish the season strongly, and you still have this sense of, I don't know, and I don't know if I can believe and trust Adam Gase. And some will say that first impression really set off this like negative feel about the Jet coach. For a guy we knew nothing about with a complete clean slate, he came in and opened eyes. He came in and won the room over. What that means for 2020, what that means for his Giant future, I have no idea. But you couldn't lose the opening press conference if you're Joe Judge. You couldn't lose it. You lose the opening presser. You come across as a guy who maybe is not ready for this moment and not ready for this job. You're going to get run out of town. You're not going to have a chance. the encouraging opening presser gives you a reason to want to root for him. If I'm a Giant fan, I'm loving it. Doesn't mean it's a guarantee that you got the right coach. Because again, I heard David Fizdale. David Fizdale's presser. Go back and watch it. It's pretty darn good. We know what David Fizdale's doing right now. If you're a Giant fan, you are hoping and praying. That after the last 6 or 7 years of a whole lot of futility, a whole lot of dysfunction, and not a whole lot of winning, that the Giants have their head coach. Tell you this, watching that presser, I want to suit up and play for him. I want to root for him. Now we'll see what he's made of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.